Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our WNST coverage brought to you by all of our sponsors and our friends. We got Wise Markets rounding up this month. I'm going to be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back at the bunches of places, including Silver Spring Mining in Perry Hall this week, powered up by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. And, of course, our financial insider. And, by the way, I get your emails now. I'm on your email list, so I make a list about 401ks and all these check boxes. Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global. I got the shirt on. He's been in Ohio with his lad over the weekend. We were supposed to get together at Nick's and talk about the Rush song and the Ohio State thing. And now all we're left to talk about, Leonard, is the heck happened to the Ravens against Cincinnati on Sunday.
Holy cow.
And what a bye week. This was a little bit of a downer, huh?
Yeah, well, I was supposed to be on the road and supposed to watch the game on TV, which you knew the good thing is being in Columbus, the game was going to be on because they're playing Cincinnati. So we didn't have to worry about local coverage. So we got to watch the fine weekend. And I'm almost sorry I watched. I mean, it looked like a decent start, although a couple three and outs early weren't real comfortable. And boy, that defense, they stepped up hard, and our defense looked like they stepped down a bit. I don't know. You know, look, this isn't news. We didn't tackle against the Raiders. We didn't tackle against the Colts.
Lions.
We didn't tackle against the Lions. Somehow we tackled against the Chargers. I don't know if we just had their number figured out or what it was. It seems to me, with my humble non-professional opinion, that the Chargers game was the anomaly, not the rest of them. You know, this defense, we blitzed a lot. It looked like we came after Burrow a lot, but he eluded it a lot. Did we sack him? What? One time? One sack?
Yeah, the defense and the tackling on the back end, yards after catch,
bad.
Completely unacceptable. But the linebacking core in general, and, you know, they're going after Averett, and I get that. But
I thought he had a great game. I thought he played really strong. I thought Humphrey let down. Marlon got chewed up a couple times with Jamar Chase. It looked to me like we were watching LSU against
Alabama.
No. Alabama would have been a fight. It looked like LSU versus like UCF, or I don't want to disparage some school out there, but like a high school.
Always go with Appalachian State. That's always,
there
you know,
go.
When you go with Appalachian State, nobody's offended.
App had a big weekend. They actually beat Coastal Carolina, right? The Chanticleers, they pulled off the big upset. They stormed the field at App State this weekend.
Well, yeah.
So,
that my dude, but Dan Wilcox had that all over his Facebook, so sure.
There you go. But you're right. It looked like LSU in their championship year. Burrow to Chase was all over the field, and then the guy caught the ball for what, 8 yards and went for 70? He had two guys wrap his legs, and they didn't tackle him.
Tackling and punching the ball out, right? When you punch the ball out, it feels good. We get a big win. The ball, and everybody's
bad,
a hero.
Bad technique.
When you miss the ball and the guy, you fan on the
torches
tackle, and
he torches you
for 50 more yards, then all of a sudden you're saying, well, maybe you shouldn't be punching the ball. Maybe you should be working a tackle.
They need to get back to wrapping up and tackling. You know, what's the old saying, when the Green Bay Packers came in, Vince Lombardi, this gentleman is a football, you know, held up the football. You got to get back to blocking and tackling. They need to get back to the basics. And too many times, too many plays, it looked like the defense missed tackles. And if you're going to blitz, you're going to come in with six guys, try to get to Burrow and miss him. You better be strong on the back end. And I saw the post game. A little bit of the post game, I saw Marlon's interview, and he admitted flat out. He said, you know, I got beat. He got beat by a tight end for a big gain, and he got beat by Chase a few times, too many times.
Well, Chase is going to beat a lot of guys. I mean, you know,
well,
I think
this
thing
is true. You got to give him credit. They studded out. That's why I said Burrow to Chase, man, they're on the same page. They've been playing together a long time, and they looked like it. You know, they really looked like it. And I don't want to just be a critic, because we had to do what we had to do. You know, I read on some social media, everybody's griping that Harbaugh went for it on 4th and 10, 4th and 15. You didn't have a choice. You're down big. You got to keep the ball. If you give it back to them on the 30, so what? You know, you already lost. You can't be worried about that. But
well, the Chargers went through that last week too, right? I mean, this becomes
exactly
the new model of, we're losing by 18 points. We need the ball to win. We're not going to give you the ball back. We're just going to play.
That's right. And I got to say, I do think Le'Veon Bell looked old.
Slow.
Old. I'll give him. Well, he used to be quicker. So I'm going to blame it on age and not him. You know, not it's just he's old.
Well, as my back hurt me this week, I'm old too. So
none of us are getting any younger, my friend. None of us are getting any younger. But it just looked like the defense was disappointing, and that led to the offense having to be heroic. And I think we've seen in the past, Lamar is certainly capable of being heroic, but you can't ask of that of him every week. And he just tries to do everything. And I don't want to see the dude get crushed trying to do everything. I think he took way too many hits.
Well, I think the outcome of the game, the bad part of the loss and losing by three touchdowns, like all of that against Cincinnati at home before the bye, there's no good part of this. But I would say the one thing that disturbed me the most was how much Lamar got hit. Because if he's getting hit that much, even when you're winning, that's too much to be for him to be getting hit. That's not the way they've drawn this up. And I think when they look at contact to him in the game, I saw more contact in that game than I've seen in a couple of seasons.
Yeah, I'm glad they took him out at the end. There was no reason to leave him in there. It was over. It was irrelevant. It made sense to get him out as much as it does in a blowout one way, blowout the other way. It's all good. On the other side of my weekend, the Ohio State did torch Indiana.
So, well, they win a lot. You know, when you go to Ohio State, you win a lot, right?
They
you
do
don't feel as good
lot.
As Maryland and this, when, you know, you go lay a steamer on Saturday after you. The Maryland season's always the same, right? Big early win. They beat Texas or something.
Yeah,
and then they beat Bowling Green or Appalachian State. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, they should already be. And then they beat Rutgers and they lose to everybody else. Like, that's the way it is every year.
They're having a tough go. Minnesota chewed them up a little bit and they just didn't look good. It's sad because I'd think with the coaching they have, the coaching staff, the kids they've got, the recruits, wasn't it, what's his name? Running back for Cincinnati that in the fourth quarter, help me, Perine, wasn't he a Terp?
I believe so.
He was a Terrapin. You know, they got talent all over the place. You got Diggs out there, right? You got lots of turtles running around the NFL. So you look at, which is the Tagovailoa.
Yeah. I mean, bringing him in, it felt to me like they're about to get serious with this for a little while and look, I think like, I like Locksley a lot. And if there's a guy down there that's not Friedgen running it, why not have Locksley running it, have something in house that feels like he cares and he's not on to his next job or his next Senate seat or his next state contract with Washington State or whatever it's going to be. I like the fact that it feels like he's here. It's serious. They're Big Ten. They've had a couple of wins to hang their hats on. They've had beginnings of seasons to hang their hat on. But when it comes to
Big Ten.
Well, when you start talking about Ohio State, you start talking about Michigan, and you can't keep up with Minnesota. That's a problem.
Right. Minnesota. Look, I didn't expect them, although a couple of years ago, they did fight Ohio State to overtime and almost won. But they got beat really bad there. And then to not be able to play Minnesota well is disturbing. I think that's kind of not a good thing.
Well, you know, Iowas are going to be good. I mean, you know where the Big Ten is.
Yeah, but they should be better. I don't think they have to keep up with Ohio State and Michigan, but they got to be better. They've got to put on a better showing at least. And it's tough. The good news is
it's basketball season and they're a basketball school.
I was just going to say the good news is Midnight Madness is right around the corner and we'll have some good basketball to watch and they're a better basketball school and so be it. I sat this past weekend with a gentleman from Penn State, guy that was a diehard Penn State guy. We were watching Penn State, Illinois together and then we were going to catch the Ohio State game. And he was livid at this new NCAA overtime rule nonsense. One play for the game, one play,
it's
2-point conversion. It's horrible.
It's the worst thing since the penalty kicks in soccer.
It's the worst thing since a man on second in the eighth inning of a doubleheader in Major League Baseball. Speaking of which, we would be remiss. So this is me now pulling out a little politics in the day, but we would be remiss in not noticing that now MLB has to suffer through, my opinion, suffer through a World Series in Atlanta, which makes me grin literally from ear to ear, because I believe they were horribly mistaken in moving the All-Star game to Denver. And that was the biggest bunch of garbage I've ever heard. And now to have to endure, is it Manfred? Is that who it is? Rob?
Yeah.
Manfred?
But, and then you got the cheaters on the other side too, right?
Yeah, so but to have to endure at least three games, well, maybe three games, but at least two in Atlanta for the World Series. I hope that he better show up. He better be a man and step into that stadium when they play. And I hope they boo the hell out of him out of the building. He's dreadful for it. This is my opinion. The whole All-Star game thing was a debacle. And I think he should have taken the sword for that instead of the lap victory lap that he took. And I'm thrilled that Atlanta is in there. I just think it's fantastic.
Leonard Raskin is here. He is from Raskin Global. We're talking a little politics, a little baseball, a little 401k. I want to stay on baseball for a minute because just the fact that the World Series is here, it's bye week, games are going to be playing every night. I don't really have a dog in the hunt. I mean, I never hated on the Braves. They always were so good. It's amazing that they didn't win more championships.
Absolutely.
Obviously, I'm anti-Astros, but I'm sort of pro-Dusty Baker. So there's all of these factions, but I can't get behind Altuve and Correa. I just can't. I mean, I would be rooting for the Braves here just because I think the Astros are cheating louts. And now that part is back into, and the worst part of
it all Braves.
Well, the worst part is I love baseball and I don't know what this is, because when I put it on now, starting pitching isn't what it used to be. They don't utilize the players the same way. All of the shifting, the game's not very interesting or good. It doesn't move. I don't find John Smoltz and Joe Buck to be fun. I think they're good baseball announcers, but I don't think they're enjoying it all that much. And the games have been 4 hours long, and they have moved this thing from baseball into making it more like chess or something that is really long, and you have to have a real acquired taste to sit through this brand of baseball right now.
I think you either have to have a local interest, a rooting interest, or you have to love one of these teams, or you got to love baseball. It's that simple.
But you can love baseball and still think this stinks, because this isn't even like baseball.
No. I agree. You can love baseball, think this stinks, but if you love baseball, you might watch the World Series just the same because it's the World Series.
Well, you hope you get sucked in, right? I mean, nobody's watching game three or game five. You're either going to sit and watch it and pay attention to most of it, or you're going to tune it out and just get the score, right? I mean, and whether you stay with it or not probably depends on, well, it's 10:30 at night. Am I in the fifth inning? Am I in the fourth inning? Am I in the seventh inning?
There's got to be something compelling, a reason to turn it on. And as I said, I'm all Braves. I want nothing more than to see Rob Manfred have to hand the trophy to Atlanta. To Atlanta for winning the World Series.
My pal John Charles is still running the Braves emeritus.
That's right.
Leo Mazzoni. I got lots. The Braves were always good to me. So I have no, I'm Braves. I'm Braves all the way.
That's
I'm rooting for the Braves.
That's
there it is.
And I'll watch. I won't watch the whole thing because I'll be watching other stuff and doing other things. As a matter of fact,
you're
right
your
here.
Hockey jersey, man.
I was going to say right here for me, it's a bye week for the Ravens, and it's hockey night in Canada. Or hockey night in America. So I'm all Ovechkin. I'm ready to go. Caps have not lost in regulation yet. And Ovechkin is off to a flying start. I will tell you my one, this is crazy hockey beginning 2021 story. I don't know if you've watched any of these games on TBS. But
I have
the new
not.
Okay, so you got to tune it just at least one night. Any game, doesn't matter who. The intermission crew, TBS, includes a very old, quote unquote, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, I saw that. Gretzky's just got a bad hairdo right now. Really?
Oh, he looks like his father. He's got a really bad hairdo. It's like black, jet black tape plastered to his head. It's really a bad hair go. And I'm just. And Wayne's not Charles Barkley. Although I will say this, if you happen, you didn't catch it, but opening night, Caps Rangers on, I believe it was TBS or TNT, one of the two. Anyway, he was on, they had Barkley on dressed up as a goalie, and Wayne was shooting against Barkley. It was hysterical.
But, well, they spent a lot of money on this programming, right?
Oh, and yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. He's got to get better. He's got to get better.
I saw something that hockey is like sold out. Their ad inventory for television
They're booming.
Is sold out. So that's
ESPN's doing it up, and TBS TNT's doing it up. So good for them. And I love the sport. So I'm one of these guys that has I don't remember what it's called. It's like the Sunday NFL ticket, on for hockey, Center Ice or something.
Center Ice, sure.
Yeah, I have that. My wife goes berserk because there isn't a night that goes by. If I'm at home, I'm sitting on the couch. She's passed out. She's asleep. Not passed out. Sorry, wrong word. She's asleep. You know, she's an early girl. She's a morning person. I'm a night guy.
Well, so you get those 10:35 face-offs from
Calgary, some LA. I'm watching hockey. I just love it. So I'm watching a hockey game, and she's like, how can you watch all these games? I said, well, I paid $60 for the whole season. She can't even believe that I would buy that. But I have the whole season, so I can watch any game in any city, any night, and it's just disgusting.
All right, you know what? We should go up to a Hershey Bears game sometime soon. That would wet my palate in December. A little. The good old hockey game is the best game you
Amen.
Can name. Absolutely.
Amen.
Hey, one thing on 401ks, you sent some stuff at end of the year.
Yes.
Give me a little, bring folks up to speed on where that is.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure that whatever your strategy is that you deal with year end, what's there. You want to make sure that if your goal is to max out your deposits, that you've done that. You want to make sure you collect the match from your employer. So if you haven't put in enough to receive the match, you want to do that. You want to take a good look at your tax bracket. You got to recognize that the 401k, most companies today have two options. You have the pre-tax 401k option. You have the Roth 401k option. When you put money into pre-tax, you defer taxes from today to the future. The goal there is you will be in a lower tax bracket in the future. So you save taxes today, pay less tomorrow. The Roth 401k is I pay my taxes now. And because I pay my taxes now, my account grows tax deferred, and I don't pay taxes on the growth when I take the money out. If you're going to be in the same or a higher tax bracket in retirement, you should do the Roth 401k. Now, a lot of people think that's impossible. I could never end up in a higher tax bracket. I'm not working. But if you put away a lot of money, or you're going to inherit a lot of money, or you've got a business and you're going to grow a lot of money, whatever it is, if you're going to be wealthier in the future, you're highly likely to be in a higher tax bracket in the future. If that's the case, you want to set yourself up with the Roth 401k so that you defer the taxes and grow your wealth for the future. The bottom line is you need to have a checkup. It's time to make sure that everything you're doing is right, that you're putting in the right amount, you're getting the company match, and you're prepared then going into next year with the right strategy. Also,
don't wait till December is what you're saying.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And what are your investment choices? Are you taking best advantage of the plan's options? If you know what you're doing, select an allocation that makes sense in combination with what else you have. If you're not an astute investor, don't have professional advice, and you're not sure what to do, there are age-based plans, objective-based plans, meaning, hey, I'm going to retire probably in 2040. So you pick the age-based plan that's a 2040 fund that's usually in every plan these days, the default options. And you say, I'll just let the fund company manage my money for me for the future. Let them choose the allocation. Let them do the structure. So without great advice, and if you're not a great investor and you're a novice, just pick the age-based or the risk-based profile that you think best suits your retirement date. Let the company do the work for you. They may not be the cheapest option, but they're going to be the best long-term. You pay a little more, but you get better results than trying to pick and choose. And don't trade in your 401k. You lose when you trade because you're never going to bet the market right and time the market right over time. So you just want to let it in, add to the account, let it be. If you want advice on how much to put in, what type of plan to put in, we're happy to answer any questions. Find us out on the web, raskinglobal.com. Hit us up, give us a call. We're happy to help anybody come to answers on what they should be doing.
We tell you all the time about Raskin Global, and Raskin Leonard joins us each and every week. Usually some football. Man, boy, we got some hockey in here. We got your affinity for the Braves in here. It's like a real sports season again, right? Like this time last year, we couldn't go to games. None of that was there. It does feel a little bit more vibrant. College football feels very vibrant this year. People into it. They're starting to dribble the basketball again. All of this is happening again, and we're kind of ramped up here for the holidays. I think I'm going to have some eggnog soon, I believe.
There you go. And Patrick Mahomes, the $500 million man, is under 500. So we got a little competition in the AFC going on. We got the Bengals, the Ravens, the Bills. We got a whole slew of teams playing good ball. The NFC, boy, the Cardinals are just running away with everybody. But yeah, it's football season. It's the beginning of hockey season. It's the World Series. All happening with fans. I got to, like you said, I got to get down to Hershey or get up to Hershey. Got to get down to DC, catch a Caps game. It's a good time to enjoy sports, and the market's holding up well. Things are good. We're waiting to see what the government's going to change in taxes. That'll be a whole new world. Probably by the end of this month, they've got like a week to get this thing through. If not, who knows what's going to happen. So I'm busy doing everything. And like you said, college ball.
All right. Well, you take care of the family out there in Ohio State. We'll get you back in here. We'll get you out for a crab cake. I apologize for the Knicks thing 2 weeks ago. We've moved the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery.
Glad yourself the back's play. Feeling better.
We're moving it to the 12th at Knicks. So we hope to get you out there at Timonium at that point. And might even be some turkey involved. Turkey crab cakes before we get some cranberry. Move along. Leonard Raskin. He is Raskin Global, giving you advice on 401k as well as all sorts of wealth management. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com. You can also find him at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm Nestor. You can find me out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Luke is not off this week, but around this week. It's all brought to you by Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. If there's any breaking news on the Ravens side or trades or movement at all, you'll get that first on the Coons for WNST text service. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.